course you would. You'd like nothing better. Right, how do you feel about talking racing now?
Absolutely. We're delighted to be joined by the great Jane Mangan. Jane, how are you?
I'm just thinking, 6'10", he wouldn't make much of a jockey, would he?
No, he absolutely be dragging his legs around the place.
We did see Ruby put Peter Crouch up on the horse all right in an ad, but I don't think that went too well.
Absolutely. Jane, you're probably counting down the sleeps. Well, we got a bit of bad news today about the Arkle and the Stairs Hurdle.
Yes, I suppose this is the time now where their last piece of work, a horse's last piece of work, are being put in before they start to be transported across the Irish Sea. And we got news this morning of Energumene, a horse that would have been on many shortlists for the Arkle, particularly against Shishkin. He was carrying the Irish Hopes. He's done nothing wrong all season, but unfortunately, Team Willie Mullins not happy with him this morning. He's met with a setback and he's going to miss the Cheltenham Festival. We're not entirely sure what the setback is, and hopefully he'll be back in the not too distant future to fight out another Grade One. But it is disappointing that Shishkin now looks like it's his Arkle to lose, because his most meaningful opponent has dropped out. And Time Hill, Philip Hobbs's Stairs Hurdle hope, he ran so well in the Albert Bartlett last year. He's been a sparring partner with Paisley Park this year, and I was looking forward to seeing how he coped against Paisley Park and the Stairs this year. But unfortunately for them, again, there's just something gone amiss, so they're not lining up. I was chatting to Team Mullins earlier today. Their first batch of runners, so their Tuesday runners, are going across the Irish Sea tomorrow. So it's all very exciting. 4 days to go, and it'll be an action-packed week, but we won't have those two stars lining up.
Okay, we're going to get to the racing here at home in a little bit, but first of all, Jane, because you've built up such a loyal following of Game On listeners, we are going to put you on the spot now, and we want loads of tips for the four Cheltenham days. So if you want to start with day one, Jane.
So Marie, if you want to, Jane, if you just want to burn your reputation as a tipster, just take it away. So we're going to go through each day. We'll start with the first, obviously. The main showpiece, and probably one of the race of the weeks, is the Champion Hurdle. It looks to me like the mare's race. Honeysuckle versus Epitone. Yes, Goshen is in there. Yes, Sharjah is in there. But I think with £7, the geldings are up against it to beat Honeysuckle and Epitone. Ground is going to play a factor, but I think with the likely frenetic pace, it might set it up for a closing horse. We know Honeysuckle does stay very well, but Epitone has loads of gears. She's the reigning champion, and I know my heart tells me Honeysuckle, but my head tells me Epitone. And of course, Shishkin, he's the horse in the Arkle. But if somebody wants a bit of each way support, I think Franco de Port will now be the mount of Paul Townend. He's the Willie Mullins representative in there, the super sub for Energumene, and he might be an each way shout in the Arkle.
Oh, brilliant, Jane. Right, we're taking all these down now. We've learned lessons from the last few weeks. We're listening to everything that you say. Okay, day two.
Day two is the Willie Mullins banker of the festival. I think Chacun Persois in the Queen Mother Champion Chase, but that's no fun. People at home are thinking he's not a betting proposition. He's too big. So I'm going to give you an each way shot, hopefully for the Queen Mother, and that is Put the Kettle On. She was the Arkle winner of last year, where she narrowly denied the JP McManus horse Fakir de Duriz. She's 3 from 3 at Cheltenham. She loves the track, and she's a filly that might pick up pieces behind Chacun Persois. In the Coral Cup, I'm going to go for a handicap on day two. The Coral Cup, a horse called Craig Nesh for Nicky Henderson in red colours. He's a horse, he's won 4 from 5 so far. He was very good at Ascot over Christmas. He's gone up £12 for that, but he still could be ahead of the handicapper considering he's so unexposed. The Ballymore can't go against Bob Olinger. I hope for Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bromhead, he does the business against Brave Man's Game. And Monkfish. Monkfish is going to be in a lot of accumulators, and I wouldn't bet against him in the Brown Advisory on day two.
If anyone has any questions for Jane while we have her on their line, please text them in to 51552 and we will put them to you. I just have one, actually, Jane, if you don't mind. Kilcrot and Sir Gerhard. We spoke to Ruby a little bit about them at Willie's Yard and the fact that they're both there together and obviously going to be running in the Champion Bumper. How do you think that one's going to go?
It's really interesting because, of course, Sir Gerhard was with Gordon and it would have been a match between the two yards. But now they're all in the one spot. It's difficult to know because ordinarily you get a guide with jockey bookings. Patrick Mullins is not going to be riding in the race this year, but I know he loves Kilcrut. And that awesome performance at the Dublin Racing Festival could be as good as it looked. He's got an extremely high rating by the BHA handicapper. But Sir Gerhard has to be respected. Now, there was one horse put into the pool at a lot of preview nights, and he might be one for people's notebooks if they're of interest for horses outside the top two in the market, and that is called Three Stripe Life. We've only seen him once. He won in Navan. He was very impressive under Jamie Codd, and Jack Kennedy's likely to take the ride. So if somebody wants something outside of the top two, Kilcrut and Sir Gerhard, do bear in mind Three Stripe Life.
Very good. Jane, I'm taking notes right here. Heading into day three, Jane, what do you fancy?
Yeah, so day three is Stairs Hurdle Day. It's not a race that I particularly like to get involved in. Paisley Park is the likely market leader here, but I hope for Irish contenders Gavin Cromwell and Jonathan Moore. I hope Flooring Porter, six-year-old horse, he was a grade one winner there at Christmas. I hope he runs well. He's a likely front runner. A horse that could pick up pieces again here is the Storyteller. Ultra-consistent horse. He was a grade one winning chaser in the autumn, and I think he followed home Flooring Porter that day at Leopardstown, but he's a much more versatile, tactically wise horse than the front-running Flooring Porter. Ryanair Chase, a very good and a very deep renewal of this race this year. William Mullins looks to have a strong hand on it with Alaho, Mellon and Min. Last year's winner, Min, has to be given, for me, of the three, he's the horse I would pick. Imperial Aura has a lot of selections for the UK contingent. Sam Crow is a horse that's forgotten. He's two from two at Cheltenham so far. But my horse at bigger odds, and he's a horse I'm going to back each way for the race, is a horse called St. Calvados. He's only a length to make up on Min in last year's renewal where he finished second. His connections tried to make a Gold Cup horse out of him by running him in the King George and in the Cotswold Chase over 3+ miles. He didn't settle. He doesn't stay that distance. He's back to 2.5 miles. And I think St. Calvados has been forgotten considering how well he ran behind Min last year.
Okay, very interesting, Jane. And then day four, Gold Cup Day.
Gold Cup Day. Well, we learned today that Col Reavy is not going to Limerick on Sunday, that she is actually going on a ferry across the water. So she's now going to likely usurp her stablemate Ellie May at the top of the Mayor's Chase Market. Of course, we have the Triumph, where Zana here and Tritonic. People are building this up to be a match race. They're forgetting about Quilixios. Forget him at your pearl. I think Zana here is the likely winner, but Quilixios is, after doing nothing wrong so far, and a horse that I have the utmost respect for. But in the showpiece event, the Gold Cup, there's lots of talk in the UK about Frodon, about Native River being back. If anybody thinks they want to back Native River, he's an 11-year-old, and no horse over the age of 10 has won the Gold Cup since 1969. So that's a stat he has to overcome. I think this is coming back home to Ireland. I keep coming back to Album Photo. My reasons being, he won a frenetically run race in 2019, a stamina-sapping renewal, and then he still managed to win what was a falsely run sprint last year, despite circumstances. He's really tactically versatile. He's bomb-proof temperament. But I think the horse that will give him the most to think about is Rachel Blackmore on Aplutar for Henry de Bromhead. We saw him in the Savills Chase. He does stay this distance, but he had the class to win and beat Shaqan Persuas over 2 miles in grade one company. That takes a classy horse. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if Album Photo and Aplutar were fighting it out up the hill.
Jane, we were talking to Ruby and to Poppy Power on Tuesday just about Album Photo and trying to figure out really why doesn't Album Photo get the adoration that she deserves?
He doesn't run enough, Marie, and that's pretty much the long and the short of it. It's hard for the public and for anybody indeed to build a relationship or build any kind of admiration for a horse that they rarely ever see. And in the last couple of years, we've only seen Album Photo twice or three times a season. Goes to Tramore, goes to Cheltenham, and unfortunately we didn't even have a Punchestown for him to contest last year. So that's basically the reason. They won't mind. If he wins a third Gold Cup, he'll be the first Irish trained horse to win a third Gold Cup since Arkell. That's a long time ago. Best Mate was obviously trained in the UK by Henry de Bromhead. He's obviously a super talented horse. Willie Mullins went a very long time without winning a Gold Cup, and then 2 years ago he came across Album Photo in what was probably an accidental routine of training. He's never won a Queen Mother Champion Chase. I hope Shaqan Persuas could put that right for him next week, but it just goes to show those races are so hard to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Jane, thanks so much for marking our calendar. If you're late to it, you can listen back on the podcast and get all Jane's tips. But Jane, what's your banker? If you had to look at the week of Cheltenham and say...
By Jane, do you mean what's ours?
What's our banker? Yes, exactly. The one we can't forget.
This is a question a lot of people ask. Look, there's two ways of looking at it. I'm going Bob Olinger as my nap of the week in the Ballymore. Day two, Bob Olinger in the novice hurdle. But there is a little bit of a five star of the week, we'll call it, a five accumulator. And I'm thinking Monkfish, Shishkin, Envo Allen, Concertista and Colreevy are the five that I am certainly not opposing across the week. So hopefully people will find value. I know there's a lot of bankers in there. They're probably and most likely not all going to win, but all being well, Ireland will have a beano and will bring plenty of sterling back home to these shores.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. You mentioned the horses are sailing over, but you've mentioned Rachel Blackmore and the likes of Paul Townend. What'll they do this weekend now?
Yeah, so Paul has actually only taken one ride. It's interesting. Jockeys have to ride every day of the week, regardless of the fact that the Olympics are next week, because that is their job. Rachel is quite a busy weekend, whereas Paul has opted to take just one ride at Navan tomorrow. Maybe that's a tip in itself. Elbara in the maiden hurdle at Navan. But everybody will be hoping to stay in one piece. I know Adam Wedge, a jockey based with Evan Williams in the UK, he suffered a neck injury during the week that'll keep him out for the Cheltenham Festival and beyond. And considering this is the highlight of the entire season, that's a huge blow for any jockey, any horse, any trainer and any owner. You wouldn't wish it on anyone. So I hope everybody who's competing at Limerick, hopefully it'll be on. It's subject to a 4 p.m. inspection tomorrow afternoon. Nace and Navan, I hope everybody stays sound.
And then, Jane, just, okay, if Limerick does go ahead, what else is there here at home over the next couple of days?
Yes, so I plan to be at Limerick if it is on Sunday, but at the moment the track is partially waterlogged and there is a Grade 2 chase there that Colreevy was in, but she has not been declared, and I think that leaves it wide open for Scarlet and Dove to exploit. And at Nace on Sunday there is the Barwon Racing Leinster National. It's an ultra competitive and it's going to be a heavy ground, 3 miles over fences. JP McManus is well represented there with 6 representatives, and I think 10-10, the mount of Mark Walsh, he's got an official rating of 135. He will love the ground for Philip Dempsey. He's my idea of a winner in that wide open handicap. And then there is the Bar One Racing Director's Plate, a Grade 3 novice chase over 2.5 miles. There's only 4 runners in here, and I think it's a perfect opportunity for Conflated to get another graded win under his belt.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Jane, best of luck in Limerick tomorrow if you get out there, and thanks so much for tipping us off for the week ahead. I hope you enjoy it and we'll catch up soon. Quick break and we're back with Jeff Shepherd.
With Green Farm, a 100% natural range of cooked chicken, turkey and beef. Natural protein, your way.